If you were the king of Bhutan, what kind of things would you do as the king of Bhutan?
I think I would continue to do what the fourth king and the fifth king has in their minds, and that is to focus on developing every individual capacity to fulfill their own individual aspirations.
Is there anything about life in Bhutan as you see it that you would like to change?
We are in the process of changing. In fact, the whole government is in the process of changing. So, rather, I would say what I would not like to change, and that is, I think the family unit and our. Yes, rustic, but our rural attachment, because we are in a sense moving towards more urbanization, and with that certain rural values, I think are disappearing. The concept of being close with your neighborhood, that kind of thing. I think those things. Should have a well, should be retained, yes.
And are you worried that they might disappear?
Yes, I'm seeing this happening here in Thimphu. We don't even bother to find out who our neighbors are, yes.
And speaking of the transition to democracy, what are your thoughts about that? Do you think it's a good thing for Bhutan?
I think in the end it's good. I think in the as a principle it is good. The basic principle that every voice counts in determining national policies. I think that is good, but in some sense we already had that, but the forum that was done was different. Here we are instituting a new system where things are much more transparent, much more visible. The participation will be much more visible. I think that's the essential change. And for the outside world, I think people like you who are going to judge us, I think that's important, that visibility of democracy. Yes.
I mean, certainly a very important cornerstone of democracy is having a society where every person is capable of critical thought and capable of having their own opinion and capable of thinking for themselves and being an individual and then applying their feelings back into the system. Do you think that those are traits that are valued in Bhutan? Traits like individuality and critical thinking and independent thought?
I think Bhutanese at the individual level have been always independent for some reasons. Maybe the anthropologists will have a reason, but that's my view. And in terms of the value attached, I think it's more of a balancing act. Discipline is also a very important cultural aspect of us. Yes, you are respected for your values, but within a certain restraint. How those values are expressed is also important. There's also perceived notion of what is probably good for everyone, and that is something that has a probably higher platform in terms of grading it. So it's kind of complex, but overall, I think people are respected for their views. And what they feel about certain things, yes.